Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
The zone is out. I mean, early in the first half, we were catching a little bit of man, hit them on some screens, and then they started kind of just zoning us out from here on out.
What did they do in the second half to the first half?
You know, we hit some screens. We got some big chunks in the second half that kind of limited those. You know, turnovers obviously hurt. Couldn't convert on third down. Stuff that makes you lose football games. Just got away from me. Just got high. Santonio was sneaking around the backer on a slant and just got high and landed right in the guy's arms. High and over the middle of the field is never good. Happened twice today.
How frustrating is it to have a 2-touchdown lead and not be able to finish?
Pretty frustrating.
Do you feel like you guys were ready to clock? I mean, almost not put them away, but build a sizable lead there after that week 14.
Yeah. There's many opportunities for us to close this out offensively. We put our defense in a bad spot. I thought they played really well, given the circumstances and some of the field position we put them in, offensively. And, a lot of that is on me. We just got to play better.
Did you feel confident on that last drive? You guys had a chance to come back?
Yeah, we felt good about it. Their front – we controlled their front four. It's just tough when they start dropping – eight guys, seven guys into coverage. Not a lot of windows, so we just got to get better there.
Which leader pass rush, Jay? And you obviously have Michael playing on the left side. Mm-hmm. Back.
Yeah, they did well. I thought we handled them for the most part. You get in some of those two-minute situations and the formations we're in, you're going to get a lot of one-on-one blocks, and it's tough to hold up consistently in this league against some defenses.
Jay, Mark mentioned some of the pre-snap penalties. Was it noise? Was it something different with the new personnel? Anything weird today about that?
Nothing I can put my finger on. They weren't that overly loud. We've been on the road a lot, so it shouldn't have been a problem.
What prevented you guys doing more of the vertical game passing?
Just the way they were playing defense. Some of their shell safeties. They weren't going to let us get over the top. They had been burned enough on the outside with some of our screens and kicking the ball out versus some of the blitzes. So they were just going to try to keep it in front of them, and they did. A lot of little things. Turnovers are hurting us. Turnovers in critical times that have hurt us, especially in the second half. We've been able to overcome a lot of them in the first half. Some of these second half, third and fourth quarter ones, are hurting us. So I've got to eliminate those.
On that long 59-yard pass to Matt Prescott, you guys got no points. Is that frustrating?
Was that the field goal?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's frustrating, but that didn't lose us the game. That's one play in a handful of plays that we could have done better in those other 50, 60 plays we had.
Are you as baffled as someone watching that you guys have all these weapons with the same offense as last year and you're struggling to score points in the second half?
Yeah, it's tough. We're going to have to take a look at that. The turnovers have a lot to do with that. Defensively, they're doing some stuff against us that's making it difficult for us to get big chunks. It's just hard to go, 5-5-5-5 all the way down the field against some of these defenses. So second half, we're going to have to find some ways to get some chunks and just go back to work. Win or lose this game, obviously we lost it, but we just got to get back, and it's a one-game season next week versus Atlanta. We got to get ready for them.
Marty wasn't involved this week as much. Jay, was that more how Davis was playing him? Did you just not see him as much?
Just how it goes sometimes. V hasn't got a lot of touches either the last couple of games. We're calling their numbers. We're dialing up plays for them, that's for sure. It's just not going that way. So they'll turn around.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.